Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. The Warriors with you, Wayne Allyn Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. You better prepare for war, folks. That's what we do every day on the show, Wayne Allyn Root. War is the initials. We make that up. I was born with that name. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you, David and Stella Root. Naming me Wayne Allyn Root without ever thinking for a second the initials were war. They had no idea. I think I was like 10 years old by the time someone said to me, hey, your initials spell war. And I was like, oh, wow, I never thought of that. Hey, Mom, Dad, did you know my initials spell war? No, we named you Wayne Allyn Root. We didn't think about it. They named me Allyn after, what was the name of that famous astronaut? Wasn't it Allyn? He went into space. Allyn Shepard went into space the year I was born, 1961. And so they named the middle name after Allyn, and they liked the name Wayne. They never occurred to them Wayne Allyn Root was war. So thank you for those initials. They've served me well. They're the tag phrase that everybody remembers on this show, right? It's a brand. You know, how many... I can't even think of the names of half the hosts on radio and TV and podcasts. You know, I can't remember everybody's name. Like, Joe Rogan is probably the most successful podcaster in the world. And I said to my board op, Chris, just a moment ago, what's that guy's name again from the UFC? And he's like... Joe Rogan. I was like, yeah, that's it. I can't remember everybody's name. There's a million names out there. But everybody remembers war. I don't know if you remember Wayne or Wayne Allyn Root, but you all remember war. That's the whole key to branding. Is it memorable? So I thank my parents for that. You made my name memorable. Thank you. And I think what's going to be very memorable is my new, you know, I have a book out now, Trump Rules. It's done very well. But I'm coming out with a brand new book. Brand new book. They just sent me the cover on Friday, and it is beautiful. The entire cover is an American flag. And it's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it's all about protesting and boycotting all the big corporations in America that are woke, that offend us and crap in our face and, you know, pee on us and tell us it's raining and just absolutely hate conservatives and don't care that half or maybe even 60 or 70% of their customers are conservatives and they don't care. And none of you do anything about it. You know, and I know why, because I never do anything about it, because it's too difficult to look up every name of every corporation and find the phone number and find the email and find the mailing address. So I hired a staff of people, and they sat on the phone all day long for a month, and they got the, and I gave them the list of, I think, of the 100, and now it's up to, I think, 130 most woke companies in America, and I said, go call them all up, find their phone number online, and call them up, get their physical address, get their email address, get the name of the CEO of the company, and if you could find it, get the chairman of the board of directors. So we got phone number, email, and physical address and all the names you need to go after these people and tell them that we're not going to buy from you anymore if you keep pissing on conservatives and keep crapping on conservatives. If you don't care about us, we don't care about you. I just made it so easy for all of you. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's not even out. You can't even find it. It's a pre-order yet at Amazon. You can't do anything yet. But it's going to be out in the middle of July. So it's coming up fast. I'll get you the date when it's official. But in the meantime, let's talk about some of the things happening in this country. Because they're sickening. Right? There's literally hundreds of thousands, in my opinion, of homeless vets in this country. Maybe I'm just thinking of hundreds of thousands of homeless people. Not all of them are vets. So our last guest guesstimated about 50,000 homeless veterans in the United States. I think that's very low. But even he admitted no one really knows what the number let's say there's 100,000 homeless vets in this country, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think that's a reasonable number of homeless vets, and the military does nothing for them, and the government does nothing for them, and Biden does nothing for them. But the Department of Department of Veteran Affairs just announced a new policy that will pay for transgender veterans to get sex changes. And by the way, this is exactly what I've talked about in this show. When people ask me, you know, why do you hate transgenders, Wayne? I get emails, right? And I go, what? Never said I hated transgenders. Matter of fact, I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket. Libertarians believe live and let live. Do what you want to do. You want to be he, she. You want to be he. Yesterday you were she. You want to be a she. Yesterday you were he. You want to be someone who has both breasts and a penis. You do whatever you want. Knock yourself out. You want to be a guy with a wig and a dress. Knock yourself out. But, so I'm not against you. I'm not trying to harm you. But you have no right to be in the military and then think that the military is going to pay for your operation. That's what I've been saying for 10 years now. I'm not against transgenders in the military, but for any other reason, they are joining not because they're patriots. They're joining because they want a free surgery. And it's costing the taxpayers billions when you add it up. This was a billion-dollar policy change, and it's crazy. It makes no sense. The VA secretary spoke at a Pride Parade event in Florida on Saturday and said the agency is taking the first steps necessary to expand the VA's care to include gender confirmation surgery. Paying for these expensive surgeries will allow transgender vets to go through the full gender confirmation process with the VA at their side. Folks, this isn't what America's about, and this isn't what America's for. This is sick. This is insanity. This is mental illness. If you want to change from man to woman, I'm probably more open-minded than most conservatives and most Christians. Do it. But it's at your expense. I'm not going to pay for it. We've got to stop this. This is insanity. Pure insanity. And I just don't even know at this point what to say anymore. I really don't, but I predicted it all. That's why they joined the military. There isn't a transgender in this country that joins the military because they're such great patriots and they want to die for their country. And they walk around all day waving an American flag. They join, even if they hate their country, because they want their country to pay for their reparation. And correct me if I'm wrong, based on what I just read, I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, they're saying not just military people, but veterans in the VA system. So if you were in the military 40 years ago, they're still going to pay for your transgender operation. It's crazy. And right, a RAND study estimated there are up to 6,630 transgender military members active duty. And another up to 4,000 reserve duty. So that's, they're just guesstimating. That's like when people say there are, 11 million illegals in this country. I've seen guesstimates from really good organizations who say that number is a joke. They're making that number up to try and lull you to sleep, that there's really 30 to 40 million illegals in this country, not 11 million. So when they say there's 10,000 transgenders, there's probably more like 50 to 100,000. But let's go by their figure. Let's go by the figure of 10,000. I got my calculator out. 10,000 people who want to change from man to woman or woman to man, and you multiply it times, I've heard it's $150,000 per operation, and I think that comes out to $1.5 billion if my math is right. You know what? Because my calculator will not even give me that number. It just says 1.5E9. I'm assuming that means 1.5 billion. I'm not exactly an expert on calculators. I've never seen that before on a calculator. I think that means 1.5 billion. I hope it doesn't mean 1.5 trillion. I don't know. But that's if there's 10,000 people and you're charging $150,000 each. But, what if there's really 100,000? As a matter of fact, that's what's in the military now. And the military reserves 10,000. But once you announce the surgeries are free, there's liable to be open season. There's going to be 100,000 who join. And then you got to multiply 100,000 times 150,000. This is insanity. Our country's gone mad. And there's so many stories. That's only one of the stories that I have lined up for you today. How about the IRS has decided to deny a Texas-based Christian group tax-exempt status because the IRS claims Bible teachings are affiliated with the Republican Party? Stephen Martin, the IRS Director of Exemptions, sent a letter to Christians Engaged and said the organization used Bible teachings that are typically affiliated with the Republican Party to educate people on how to vote. And so this IRS guy says, by teaching members about issues such as the sanctity of life, the definition of marriage, biblical justice, laws versus lawlessness, freedom of speech, religious liberty, government and business ethics, human trafficking, fiscal responsibility, government budgeting, defense and borders and immigration, and U.S. and Israeli relations, Stephen Martin, IRS Director of Exemption, said the group had engaged in prohibited campaign intervention. While you educate voters on what the Bible says about issues, your educational activities are not neutral. These topics are affiliated with distinct candidates and specific political party platforms. He says that urging members to look at what the candidate says about the issues and see if their beliefs align with the Bible is associated with Republicans. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's happened to our country. But all I know is all the people making decisions are communist, evil scum who the next step is they're going to go door to door and murder us for being conservative and bring us off to concentration camps. I'm telling you, it's coming as sure as I'm standing here. This is exactly how 1938 happened. First, they're going to take our guns away. They've already banned our speech. They're already trying to take jobs away if you're a conservative. They're trying to kick you out of sports if you're a conservative. Look at the wide receiver, Cole Beasley, on the Buffalo Bills. He doesn't want to take his vaccine. And I'll bet you they try and kick him out of football. I'll bet you money. I'm telling you, the sickness is expanding. We better do something about it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, I mentioned that if you add up 10,000 transgenders in the military, you multiply that times 150,000 surgery, it comes out to, I thought, maybe what it was trying to say with that 1.5E9 on my calculator on my cell phone was 1.5 billion, and that's exactly what it is. Our good fan, Scott, thank you, Scott, fan and listener out of Connecticut, says you are correct. It is 1.5 billion. The E in the number tells you to move the decimal point. Positive values move to the right. Negative values move to the left. Easy if you remember. Right for positive, left for negative. Very fitting for the negative left. So it translates to 1.5 billion. So if, in fact, there are only 10,000 or so transgenders in the military, and they all want surgeries, that's 1.5 billion. But what if there's... what if that number is a lowball number and there's really 20,000 or 30,000 or 40,000 or 50,000? And what if there is 10, but now that they announced they're going to do the transgender surgeries and pay for them in the military, now it's going to go to 100? So if 10,000 equals 1.5 billion, then 100,000 would equal 1.5 trillion. Not bad for a guy who doesn't know math, right? I've never been a math person. Matter of fact, Scott even confused me with what he said. Easy to remember if you move the decimal point, right, left, positive, negative. I have no idea what you're talking about, Scott. You're obviously much smarter than me. Even though I did get straight A pluses in every math I ever did, but I didn't understand any of it. So I was just good at studying the book. But I'm not good at it myself. But obviously, if you multiply 10,000 times 10, that's 100,000. So multiply 1.5 billion times 10, that's 1.5 trillion. So even I know that much. So it's possible this could be as much as $1 trillion or more. This one stupid decision, this one reckless liberal decision, This one radical communist decision could be a $1 trillion decision. It's definitely a $1 billion decision. And it's just dumb. And look, everything liberals believe in is dumb. Gunshot victims up 90% in Democrat-run Minneapolis. And I opened the show by telling you 20-plus people were shot in Chicago in just a 24-hour period from Friday to Saturday. This is Minneapolis. Gunshot victims up 90%. If you defund the police and put Democrats in charge and let all the criminals out on bail, except there is no bail anymore, you just let them right out in a revolving door, it guarantees you your town becomes a death knell. Your town becomes a killing field. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And speaking of crime, Juneteenth is such a wonderful holiday. Look, if black people want a holiday, that's great. I thought they already had Martin Luther King Day, and I always thought that was fine. Nothing wrong with that. Martin Luther King was a great man. And you have a black holiday, but I don't get it. Is there a white holiday? There's no white holiday. Is there a Jewish holiday? I'm Jewish. And by the way, here's another thing that gets me so annoyed. I'm Jewish by birth, right? So I know there's such a thing as Rosh Hashanah, which means Jewish New Year. Yom Kippur is the solemn day of atonement for Jews. Hanukkah is the Jewish version of Christmas, right? There's other ones, Purim, and I wasn't very religious. I don't remember all the rest of them. I went to Hebrew school just so I could learn Hebrew for an hour and do my bar mitzvah and get money from people. Excuse me, but I'm a capitalist. but all I could say is, I don't expect black people to know the names or to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I've never met a black person who knew those names or cared. I never met a black person who would celebrate a famous Jew. They don't really care. And I don't blame them. I don't really care. I'm not here to worry about celebrating because someone's black or Jewish or any other color. I want to celebrate great Americans. I never tried to force that American's throat the celebration of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, Purim. I never tried to stuff that down anyone's throat. To be honest, I don't like any of those holidays myself. To be honest, I'm a Christmas guy. I'm the Jew who loves Christmas. I love Christmas Eve and Christmas and Thanksgiving. And Easter's a nice holiday. And I love July 4th. And I love Labor Day, and I love Memorial Day. And I just don't understand why we're supposed to have American holidays, not black holidays versus white holidays. But having said all that, if you want to have your own holiday called Juneteenth, in addition to Martin Luther King Day, great. But how about the crime that goes on in the name of Juneteenth? Here's a column, Juneteenth revelers twerk on the ambulance carting away victims of a celebratory Oakland shooting with one dead and five wounded as violence erupts across the country while people celebrate the new holiday of Juneteenth. How about the South Jersey waitress abducted and beaten after confronting a group of diners who didn't want to pay for their $70 bill for eating on Juneteenth? The waitress happens to be white. The diners happen to be black. I don't really care. What I care about is these are bad people, and they're celebrating Juneteenth. That's not good. It's not right.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are on the scene of a shooting that left an officer dead in a suburb of Denver. Residents in a section of Old Town Arvada were told to shelter in place as police canvass the area. At least one other person was taken to the hospital after the shooting. The Biden administration announcing it has allocated the last 55 million of the 80 million COVID-19 doses it pledged to distribute across the world by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explaining why it's taking a while for the vaccines to get to other countries.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
The administration announcing 75% of the vaccine doses will go to COVAX, the International Vaccine Sharing Program. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it never ends. Liberals are so nuts, it never ends. I was just reading an article to my great buddy. It's called speech protections to be extended to animals. And they show a picture of a guy holding a pig. Now, a pig is going to sue you for human rights violations? Well, it can't be human, right? It's got to be animal rights violations. A pig is going to sue you because he's offended by the words you used. Oh, my God. Liberals are so insane. It's unbelievable. Before I get to my great friend Kip Berridge, who's our economic guru and our stock market guru and our, just the guy who's always there with the right information about where to put your money. Before I get to Kip, I want to mention this segment, which just happens to be VRA, which is Kip Berridge's wonderful global investment and economic newsletter. He founded it in 2003 after 30 years of working at the highest levels of Wall Street. VRA stands for Vertical Research Advisory. But all you have to remember is those three little letters, VRA. It's unlike anything you've ever heard before. His top performing recommendations crush the markets year after year. As a matter of fact, in the last 7 years, he has net gains of up over 2,600%, meaning 2,600% plus gains over 7 years. He gives you daily updates. He tells you exactly what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and he's not a day trader. Kip is just amazing. I've been friends with him for so many years now, and about 19 years, and his newsletter has been around for 18, so I've been there for all of it. I get the newsletter every morning. I've seen it all. Get 2 weeks free right now for being a Wayne Root fan and a Wayne Root listener at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kip Berridge, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks, my friend. Great to be back, and congratulations on the new book. I was one of the lucky ones that got to help pick the title of the cover out, and I can tell you from what I've already read about this, I think this is going to be your best-selling book ever.
Yeah, if they don't censor me and ban me. See, when liberals hear about this, they're going to lose their minds. And they're going to say, we can't let him give the addresses and the names and the phone numbers out of all the people at all these woke corporations, because it'll make it too easy for conservatives to stop them, to protest them and boycott them. So conservatives' voices will be heard. We've got to stop it. So who knows what length they'll go, Kip, to try and prevent my book from being the number one book in America. We shall see. But let's talk about money right now, because VRAinsider.com is all about helping people make money, even in the mess we're in right now. So you think investors have got to keep buying stocks because this reminds you of one of the great bull markets of all time. Is that correct?
It does, Wayne, and this has really been our theme for some time. That, 1995 to 2000, I was a financial advisor. I took three companies public during that time frame. The stock market melted up, and people remember the dot-com crash. That's what they think about, but they forget what happened 5 years before that. The NASDAQ went up 575% over 5 years, averaged 115% gains per year. And it was a pretty magical time to be in the markets. Everything you touched turned to gold. It was just a very special time. And of course, I did see the crash coming. I got my clients out of the market. I retired from the business about 6 months before the market topped. So I think I know what I'm talking about here. I remember those days pretty well. And what we've been telling our folks is that this is that kind of a setup. Matter of fact, it's almost exactly that kind of setup. Bill Clinton was president then. Joe Biden's president now. Everybody was afraid of what Clinton was going to do. Everybody's afraid of what Biden's going to do. We see it differently, though. We think this is a wall of worry move higher. It's based on the most important things that drive markets and stocks higher, and that is liquidity and corporate earnings. And that's, we are loaded with both right now, and the average person is not in this market. They're just not. It's pretty remarkable. We had a bit of a sell-off last week on the Federal Reserve news, which I'd love to get into more in just a moment. But people are scared to death. The Fear and Greed Index, which is one of our top sentiment indicators we follow, the read on that on Friday hit 30. We hit an all-time high on Thursday, the day before, in the NASDAQ 100. But on Friday, when the market fell, Dow Jones fell 500 points, the Fear and Greed Index hit 30, which is a reading of fear. So the point I'm trying to make here is that is not how a market top occurs. A market top occurs when everybody is bullish at the top. Everybody and their mother thinks that the market, the stocks cannot go lower. And wait, we're just not, you know, our VRA investing system sits right now at 10 out of 12 screens bullish. That means back up the truck and buy on market dips. And we're going, you know, we think the Dow hits 75,000 before all said and done. We also think the midterm. Yeah, the market doubles from here easy. I say easy. We think more, better than doubles, what I'm trying to say. The average stock, you'll make a lot more than that if you're a good stock picker. That's where we specialize. And, you know, it's crazy because I think we're getting closer and closer to the midterms. Boy, I tell you what, I ran a poll last week and it got about on Twitter and it got about 6,000 votes, which is, you know, not a ton, but it's a decent number of votes about what you thought about the election, who really won it. 97% said it was rigged and that Trump won. 3% said, and I think that the public realizes that this was a big scam. The midterms, they're not going to be able to rig the midterms. Republicans are going to rock and roll. And then Ron DeSantis, or maybe Trump too, comes back and wins. And so now you're starting to see how the market looks forward. The market's a discounting mechanism. This feeds in exactly to our research that says we're in a very special environment led by housing, led by transportation. Both are at all-time highs. And that this market, you must own this market. You have to be long and strong here.
Well, look, I agree with the people who answered your poll. You know, I'm 100% in that the election was stolen and rigged. But then if that's the case, then how does anyone have confidence the GOP is going to win big in 2022? How are we preventing the rigging? The only answer is that the states that were rigged, it wasn't every state that was rigged. It was literally Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Nevada's not going to change because it's all Democrat leadership. If every important office, they'll never allow a forensic audit. They'll never allow a change in voting ID laws. It's actually gone the other way. But the other states are all controlled basically by Republicans. So I have faith that Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin can change their voter ID laws and their voter fraud laws and therefore prevent massive fraud. And therefore, in 2022 and 2024, we have a chance of winning those states instead of losing them. And that's the whole difference in the election. I assume you're seeing things the same way. Otherwise, we couldn't win in 2022. So we better hope that we're right about that.
I think it's in the midterms. The focus there is on congressional seats. The fact that they weren't able to rig those in 2020, as evidenced by the fact that Republicans in head-to-head battles won 27 out of 27 House races. And so unless they figured out a way to also rig congressional seats, midterms, we take the House back. You know, you, your interview with President Trump, where you actually got the chance to ask him if he would consider running for a House seat from Florida, but then becoming Speaker of the House and then controlling all the investigations. That's the idea of the millennium. If he does that, we take everything back.
Well, and by the way, that idea, I thought, you know, had such incredible response. The media all over the world brought it up and gave me credit and all that was great. But I thought it finally died out last week. And then this weekend it got big all over again because they asked Kevin McCarthy, who would be the Speaker of the House if Republicans take it over. He's the House Minority Leader. And they asked him, would he accept moving out of the way for Trump? And he actually garbled his response and said something that to everybody, including me, sounded like Trump wants to be Speaker of the House, but I tell him he's better off being president. And now he claims what he said was, Trump tells me to be Speaker of the House. I tell him to be president. So it got a real rise, and it must have scared the bejesus out of Kevin McCarthy, who I don't like. So I'm very proud of the fact that this has liberals on edge, on full tilt, and it's got Kevin McCarthy and the rhinos on full tilt. So I think we did a good thing. I really do. I think it worked out really well for President Trump, for me. And by the way, I was encouraged by you, Kip Herridge, to ask that question. You are the one who told me, you know, that Wayne, you came up with that in a column. I think you should ask President Trump about it. Remember, you're the one who said that. So thank you, Kip, for pushing me.
I was listening as the interview was taking place, and I'm like, okay, we're getting down to the last question. He's got to ask the question, and he did. Remarkably, though, you pinned him down, and he actually answered it, you know, so
he said he was positive about it.
It'd be the most interesting thing that he's ever done, including winning the presidency. I hope he does it.
All right, we'll see. Inflation is, I assume, not transitory. I believe it's big, it's huge, and it's here to stay. What say you and your charts?
Inflation's always been a problem. This is a red herring. It's a false argument in that Every human being listening to me right now knows that the CPI has always been BS. It's never been accurate. And inflation has always been better than 2%. We all know this. We pay for food. We pay for housing. We pay for rent. We pay for energy. We pay for health care. We pay
insurance.
For schooling. We pay for elder care. Inflation's never been 2%. So this is a bogus argument to begin with. What our data shows is that this will be transitory. In other words, it won't change. We've always had inflation. It's really called monetary inflation, currency inflation, the debasement of our currency by the printing of more and more fiat dollars. That's really what inflation is all about. And so, of course, it's going to ratchet up now because of what the Fed's doing with all this money printing now. But we don't think it's going to be a game changer when it comes to the economy. We do think that we're already starting to see signs that it's pulled back. And frankly, you know, we also saw something really important this past week with the Fed. When Jay Powell, the money printing rock star, came out,
Kip, hold that thought because I'll bring you back for the next segment. Let's talk about interest rates and the Fed, and let's talk about the housing market and millennials when we get back. There was just a big vote in Switzerland, by the way, and millennials voted against climate change, which I find very interesting. I don't think that would happen in America, sadly, but in Switzerland, the young people voted against any changes in their economy for climate change. Let's talk about all that with Kip Herridge when we get back. At my core, I'm a numbers geek. At my core, I love talking about the economy. I'm a capitalist. I love hearing how you make money. Let's talk about making some money. We get back more with Kip Herridge, his website, VRAinsider.com. Everyone gets 2 weeks free as a fan of Wayne Root at VRAinsider.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've had out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Sons of Liberty CBD. I'm in the best shape maybe in my whole life. And thanks to Energized Health, by the way. Thank you, Energized Health. I love working out hard every day, but I do turn 60. My 60th birthday party is coming up in about 1 month from today. And when you're 60 years old or 50 years old or anybody over 40 years old knows that working out can cause serious aches and pains. Just being 60 can cause serious aches and pains like arthritis. And Jay Schrader, my buddy, the former Super Bowl champion and former Washington Redskin and Raider quarterback, was talking to me about this very topic and said, you gotta check out sonsoflibertycbd.com. And he was right. No more aches and pains. Every time I work out, I use their CBD roller, and I roll it on my skin where I think it might be sore, might hurt, and it never comes out. It's never sore. It never hurts. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% mainstream, 100% American grown. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering as much as 25% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, you get 15% off automatically for being a WAR fan, and you get another 10% for a subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Use the promo code WAR15 for Wayne L. Root to get up to 25% off sonsoflibertycbd.com. All right, we've got Kip Herridge on the line. Kip is an economic expert, CEO of Vertical Research Advisory. His website, VRAinsider.com. Kip Herridge, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne.
So you were going to talk about the Federal Reserve. You were just about to tell us when we went to the break about the Federal Reserve and interest rates. So the floor is yours, Kip. I'm dying to hear what you think.
You know, everybody freaked out last week. If you watched the markets at all and you paid attention to what happened, because everyone said, okay, the Fed's going to raise rates sooner or some kind of nonsense. And, you know, it really was just nonsense. The Fed has no interest in raising rates anytime soon. It'll be at least 2.5 years before they do so. Right now, they're still buying every month $120 billion worth of debt. They print money for free.
Unbelievable.
And then use that printed money to buy $120 billion in U.S. debt a month. And that's going to go on for another 18 months. So anyone that's worried about the Fed raising rates, it means you bought into the nonsense from the press conference and really what one of the non-voting Fed members said, which is the Fed may raise rates next year. That's just not going to happen. And remember, folks, interest rates have been declining for 40 years. We're really into – we study repeating patterns here. That's how we make our money. Repeating patterns, especially in investing, happen time and again, and you just watch for these patterns, and that's really – our VRA investing system is based off a lot of that. And so our view beginning 3 years ago was that when the rates were going to begin to plummet, at the time the 10-year was 3.25%. We said rates were going to go below 1%. That happened. Our call as of today is kind of a new call for us. Maybe the biggest contrarian call we've ever made is that interest rates are actually going to go negative in the United States,
wow,
just like they are in Europe, just like they are in Japan now, and that this is going to have profound implications for the economy and for the stock market, and it's essentially going to cause the stock market to melt up. And no one's calling this. We think it's the ultimate contrarian call, and it makes more sense when you think about it. It makes more sense than anything because the Fed is desperate to try to stimulate the economy. I mean, look at what happened last week. They just hinted that they might raise rates sooner, and the market almost crashed in a day. So the Fed can't raise rates. They're stuck. They know they're stuck. Financial engineering is what it's all about now. And we see rates going negative. That's going to be extremely bullish for equities. And we're also really into – we study megatrends. One of the megatrends that people aren't talking about is what's happening right now with the millennial generation, which most people have gotten exactly wrong. Our work shows that the millennial generation will be the smartest generation, the wealthiest generation, and right now they're starting to put money to work. They've got a ton of cash. They have no debt. And no, they're not living in the parents' basement. No, they're not lazy. And so this has been another one of those kind of fake news stories that's been told throughout the media that we're all supposed to believe, and it's just not true. Wayne, you got millennials as kids. You know what I'm talking about. These are hardworking, industrious kids. The point being, the 10 most common ages right now are 25 to 35. This is a massive change from what we've had in the last decade. So we've gotten younger. There are now 4.5 million more millennials today than there were a decade ago. We're talking 25 to 35 year olds. This is when people buy homes. So for those that are wondering, why are home prices going crazy? You ain't seen nothing yet. Yes, BlackRock's buying them. Yes, you know, you've got the Warren Buffett of the world buying them. Bill Gates buying up homes everywhere. But that's because they see what the demographics point to, which is a housing boom unlike we've ever had in this country, similar to what Japan had for a 20-year period. So
We're sure seeing it in Vegas because the whole California is moving here, and there's 20 offers within an hour on every house, and they're all $25,000 or more above asking price without ever seeing the house, and there's almost no houses for sale. So all the people moving here have nowhere to go. They're trying to force their way in, and there is nowhere, so they're going to have to wait for new houses to be built. It's crazy. It's wild. It's a melt-up. Hey, Kip, we got to run. The music's on. Show's over at 10 seconds. Let me mention again, VRAinsider.com. Get his insights 2 weeks free at VRAinsider.com. Thanks, Kip. Good night.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.